This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. With salvage operations underway at Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, Maryland Governor Wes Moore is warning of the complicated process involved.
We are going to move as fast as possible. We are going to ensure the safety of our first responders, and we are not going to compromise one for the other.
Moore says teams of engineers are working to safely cut the bridge into pieces so cranes can lift away the debris. The bridge collapsed into the Patapsco River on Tuesday after a cargo ship crashed into one of its main supports. Four construction workers remain missing and are presumed dead. Three UN peacekeepers and their translator were wounded in an explosion today in South Lebanon near the Israeli border. NPR's Jane Araff has details.
The international peacekeepers were on foot patrol when a shell exploded near them, according to UNIFIL, the UN body that monitors the tense Lebanese-Israeli border. They're members of UNSO, which since 1949 has monitored an Arab-Israeli ceasefire and now assists UN peacekeeping operations. Israel denied launching attacks in the area. UNIFIL said it was investigating. Israel and the armed Lebanese group Hezbollah have intensified fighting across the border since the war in Gaza began. Jane Araff, NPR News, Amman.
The UN peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon says it's investigating the source of the blast and, in a statement, says the targeting of peacekeepers is unacceptable. More aid is on its way to Gaza. A three-ship convoy left a port in Cyprus today, carrying some 400 tons of food and other supplies. It's the second shipment organized by the U.S.-based charity World Central Kitchen after Israel eased a 17-year naval blockade to allow aid into Gaza by Cyprus. It's not clear when the ship will reach Gaza. The U.S. is imposing fresh visa restrictions on Hong Kong officials over the crackdown on rights and freedoms. The State Department says the Chinese government has continued to take action against with high degree of autonomy that the city was promised. NPR's John Ruich reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, a new report to Congress catalogs intensifying repression and an ongoing crackdown by central and Hong Kong authorities on civil society, media, and dissenting voices. That includes bounties and arrest warrants for more than a dozen pro-democracy activists living outside Hong Kong. Blinken said new national security legislation that took effect this month, known as Article 23, could be used to eliminate dissent inside Hong Kong and applied beyond its borders as part of an ongoing campaign of transnational repression by China. In response, he said the State Department is taking steps to impose new visa restrictions on Hong Kong officials responsible for the crackdown. John Ruich, NPR News, Beijing.
And you're listening to NPR News. Today's hostage situation in the Netherlands ended peacefully. Police say a man wearing a balaclava surrendered. Several people had been taken hostage at a nightclub. They were held for hours before they were released. Officials say the suspect is known to police, but that a motive is unclear. In Hawaii, many are celebrating the release of a new U.S. quarter honoring the late Congresswoman Patsy T. Mink. She was a co-author of Title IX. The landmark legislation prohibits any educational programs or activities that are federally funded from discriminating on the basis of sex. Heidi Chang reports from Honolulu.
Patsy Takamoto Mink was a trailblazer. She was the first woman of color and the first Asian American woman elected to Congress in 1964. Mink is best known as a champion of Title IX. She died in 2002. Hawaii's U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono advocated for Mink to be part of the American Women Quarters Program.
Title IX is only 37 words long, but since the time of its enactment, it has led to just massive changes for girls in sports and in education and in our schools.
The new coins can now be purchased online from the U.S. Mint. It started shipping them this week. They're expected to reach banks in about 4 to 6 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
With the spring travel season getting underway, AAA is warning that prices at the pump will likely increase further. The national average is now $3.53 for a gallon of regular, 24 cents more than a month ago. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.